keep your lamb. Trimmed and burning, keep your lamb.
More than I can name. Because of who you are. We are yours, Jesus. We are yours. And we are glad to be yours. We love you, sweet Jesus. We love you. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are here to just glorify him and to just worship him and tell him how awesome he is, because he is. He is the most awesome. He is awesome, awesome, awesome. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Father God, we love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we just want to lift up praise to you tonight. So I want to welcome everyone to Rapture Centric Church. Welcome if you're listening in on the phone, and welcome in the chat room. So far in chat, we have Faith. Hi, Faith. And we have Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. And we have Carol. Hi, Carol. And welcome to everyone listening to this later on in the archives. I only have a limited amount of time to host tonight, so I'll probably 45 after or thereabout. I may end the show, so if there's something you're just dying to say, now would be a good time to call in. But yeah, otherwise, we will just lift up the Lord and just say how awesome he is, because he is. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do for us and for getting us through another day, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for getting us through all of our trials, our struggles, and thank you for getting us through the good times, too. We thank you for the good times. We thank you for the bad times, because you show us who you are. We learn more about you, and you help to make us more like you, Lord, through the bad times. So we praise you in the bad, and we praise you in the good, and we just praise you, Lord. We just praise you, and just want to say how awesome you are. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for loving us despite our imperfections, despite when we mess up, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness, and we are thankful, Lord, for your mercy and your forgiveness, and the fact that you want a relationship with us so that you can spend eternity with us. We are so thankful, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for wanting a relationship with us, and thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sins, and thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins so that we can be with you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for coming to rescue us out of this world so that we can be with you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we want to thank you also for the encouragements, the flirts, the date sets, and for continuing to encourage us along the way, Lord. Thank you. And we ask that you continue to encourage us, Lord, as we go about our day-to-day lives. Continue to encourage us that you are coming soon, you're coming now, and continue to provide for us physically, financially, emotionally, whatever need that we have. You know it, Lord, and we ask that you continue to provide for us, Lord, as we continue to trust in you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I don't have too much on my end. I continue to get some garage kid work leading to February, or now through February, we'll just say. Let's see. I emailed Jerry some stuff, if I can find it here. Okay, here's one. Okay, so I think Jerry mentioned one time that 888 stood for Jesus, or I couldn't exactly remember what he said. But anyway, September 6, 2013 was kind of the last day of Feast of Trumpets of that year. And 888 days exclusive of that date ends on February 11th, 2016. So, and that's a possible date we're looking at for the worldwide rapture. So we'll see what happens there. Let's see. Okay, here's some more. Okay, back in February 2014, I remember Judy was told by God that in December, people were excited. Because remember, December 2013, everyone thought, a lot of people were, they were getting messages, oh, the rapture's in 2013, and Christmas, December, so people were anticipating it then. So they were excited. In January, and then this is part of her message, in January they were disappointed, which, yeah, I could, we were kind of surprised and disappointed. And then in February, she got this message, in February they will be surprised. Well, for RCC, it turns out the surprise was the news of our translation before the worldwide rapture. Well, I thought maybe the February surprise may also apply to this year as well, since there's not really any major feast days in February. People aren't really looking at it like, oh, we're going to go in February, or even January for that matter. So people will be surprised if the rapture occurs then, or in late January. So the people who aren't even looking for the rapture to occur will definitely be surprised. So, okay, so here's some more day counts. So December 28th, 2013 is the day that Kevin was translated. So 777 days inclusive of that date ends on February 12th, 2016, and that's a possible worldwide rapture date. So 777 from the day that he was translated. I don't know. It sounds like something to me. Okay, so also our group has been seeing the number 444 a lot. So 444 days exclusive of November 18th, 2014, which is the one-year anniversary of God falling on Nate, Judy's son. This would come to an end on February 5th, 2016, which is that we're highly looking at right now. And then, let's see, also you remember Jerry was shown this alternative calendar that was about 20 days behind the our calendar and the Jewish calendar. So on October 28th, 2015, would have been during the Feast of Tabernacles on God's calendar, as shown to Jerry. So 100 days exclusive of this date, it would end on February 5th, 2016. So anyway, I think that is all the Garage Kid work I have. Let's see, I was reading and Psalms today, and I came across one that was good, so I'll go ahead and read, or part of it anyway. Let's see, Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Amen. Yes. He is awesome. Our God is awesome. We love you, Lord. We love you. So, let's see. I'll go ahead and read out of my daily devotional here, Jesus Calling, for January 20th. Approach this day with awareness of who is boss. As you make plans for the day, remember that it is I who orchestrate the events of your life. On days when things go smoothly, according to your plans, you may not be aware of my sovereign presence. On days when your plans are thwarted, be on the lookout for me. I may be doing something important in your life, something quite different from what you expected. It is essential at such times to stay in communication with me. Accepting my way is better than yours. Don't try to figure out what is happening. Simply trust to me and thank me in advance for the good that will come out of it all. I know the plans I have for you, and they are good. So just another reminder to trust in the Lord, because he is in control of everything that is happening in our lives. So and it looks like Carol is having problems hearing the show. So I'm sorry, Carol. Hopefully you can hear this in the archives. But in the meantime, let's see. I will unmute Tana to see if she has anything to say. Hi, Tana. And she might be at work. Hi. You're unmuted if you want to say anything, Tana, but you might may be at work, so I understand. Let's see. Faith was saying she was led to Psalm 18 today as well. Wow, that's pretty awesome. That's cool. All right, so in the meantime, we will play another worship song.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We
coming back again. We believe.
stars seem brighter than they've been before. And deep within I feel my soul is stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here I can tell. God is
Jesus, for being with us. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we cannot wait to go to the chapel of love and marry you.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Thank you.
going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Yay! Cannot wait to marry you, Jesus. I cannot wait. I love you. Hi, Tana.
We love you, Jesus. Hi. Can't wait to marry you. I love you all. I love you, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm actually still at work. I'm doing my workout, but I just wanted to say how today's the alignment of the planets, and I saw a dream with the alignment of the planets.
Awesome.
I was in a parking. I was in a parking lot. A reminder, reminds you all. I was in a parking lot, and with my sister and my best friend, and in a mall parking lot, and looked up, and I saw the sky was like pinks and oranges and red, and then all the planets were in line, like you see in the chart, you know, astrological chart. I mean, astronomy chart, not astrology. Yeah. Anyway. Planetary chart. And anyway, and then after I saw that, I said, oh my gosh, the rapture's going to happen now. And my friend's like, I don't know if she said, you said that last week, or she said, or in a week, I don't remember what she said, but then a UFO came down in front of us, probably 50 yards, and was hovering by a tree right just above the mall. And that was it. So this is going from now until the February 20th, I believe. And I think Jerry said that, like, the best alignment is on February 5th, which is crazy. Another February 5th is the best alignment or something. And then, but I said that the rapture was going to happen now. So that means we're translated before that, because that was just the rapture. It wasn't about the translation. So we're going anytime.
Yeah, and since it starts today, we could go at any time.
Yeah, and February 5th is when they're left more perfectly aligned. So I was, you know, I say today, tomorrow, today for some of us, East, West Coast, tomorrow would be for East Coast.
Hey, today, tomorrow, that works. Well,
it
works
of
for
not
me.
Thus, yes, it's not thus saith the Lord or anything, but it's,
yeah.
You know, every day is today. Anyway, that's it. That's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Yeah, we're definitely encouraged by your dream and that it lines up with what's happening now with the planetary alignment. So that's pretty awesome. The Lord just keeps encouraging us that He is coming right now.
Yeah, because I saw, last night I happened to look at the websites, you know, and or Facebook, they have, like, and this is what's happening in the news. And so they have that, and I clicked on one of them, and I saw, like, the chart of all of them in line. I'm like, oh, that's what I saw.
Wow.
So, yeah, and actually, I think you should be able to see it now if it's dark where you are. Or in the morning, when they say in the morning you can see it? It's not. I think it's morning. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fix it. Anyway, that's
it. Yeah, Jesus, you're a good, good Father. We love you. We love you, Heavenly Father.
Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are. hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call.
In all your ways. We love you. We adore you. We love you. We worship you. And you are awesome. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We love you. So, looks like, let's see, Judy is in chat. So, hi, Judy. But it is unfortunately time for me to say goodnight. And well, hopefully we'll see each other in the air, but I love you all. Love you, Tana. Love you, Faith. Love you, Rosemary. Love you, Judy. And love you, Carol. Love you, everyone listening to this later on in the archives. And I'll go ahead and send us out with our coming home song. See you in the air.
And the blood will dry underneath.